This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions with a dominating performance yesterday and a bit of a pall cast over it with the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. And look, I'm being a giant wuss today, and I'll admit it, because it felt like they were rounding into shape. They were starting to look like everything we hoped that they could be. And then that happens. Obviously the season's going to carry on. I'm already prepared to talk about the what's next. Am I having a bit of woe is me? Sure. Sure. It sucks. It sucks. He was everything you hoped you'd get out of Aiden Hutchinson. And now it's time to move on and figure out a way to win football games without him. And at least they have a GM that had a rainy day fund and cap space. They can find a way to make that next move. And add another smart piece, which they always seem to do. Not everything works. Obviously, Marcus Davenport is an example of something that apparently didn't work. But yeah, they're gonna need the next Brad Holmes brilliance, and he probably has something up his sleeve. 248-539-9797. Greg's in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You
sure.
Guys are the greatest.
Appreciate it.
Just 3 points, really quickly. Aaron Glenn, I think, well, you guys have, but I don't think he gets enough credit. This is the same coach that was two quarters away from having the defense that he had going to the Super Bowl. I think that's huge, and I think that shouldn't be overlooked. So I'm trusting Aaron Glenn to do the process. I mean, just as we have a mastermind as an offensive coordinator, I think Aaron Glenn can kind of figure things out. Also, because of the Hutch injury, I'm looking for Fox to continue doing what he's doing to pan the opposition back deep to let our defense work. And then thirdly, which convinced me last year that offense wins championships, so I'm hoping that, well, I'm just going to rely on our offense to, one, stay on the field and eat up clock, which we have the great ability to do. So I'm trusting in Aaron Glenn, and I'm trusting in the process.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is the offense looked unstoppable yesterday. They didn't get stopped until midway through the fourth quarter, when I'm pretty sure all the backups were in. And in the last three games, Jared Goff, the running game, the passing game, the O-line, even banged up, the last three games, they've looked fantastic.
They have, and this is an offense that I still don't think is clicking on all cylinders.
You don't?
No. I think it's great, but, I mean, I just want to make sure I have this accurate, but I believe that Sam Laporta was targeted once yesterday. One target, one touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's awesome. He had four catches for 37 yards. That's not a special total. He's gone for over 100 yards once this year. That was against Tampa when they targeted him 18 times in the game. But he hasn't really had, aside from that, he hasn't had that game that he's had seemingly all last year where he was threatening 100 yards every game. And I'm not complaining. I just think it's interesting that, you know, this offense that has so many mouths to feed, as we've said, they're feeding them. And it's pretty harmonious there, despite the fact that, you know, these two guys were major cogs in the offense last year, aren't really statistically showing it this year. And that's okay, because Jamison Williams is getting involved way more than what he was last year. The two running backs seem to be the focal point of the offense right now. You know, Brock Wright's got, I think, more catches this year than what he was pacing on last year. So an extra tight end. And they're finding ways to get it done without having to go to the well, which they can go to anytime they want. It feels like, oh, we need 5 yards. All right, well, I'll throw it to Saint, you know, but they're not finding themselves in those do or die situations as much, so they can use other players.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I see an offense that the last few games, Jared Goff is completing 82% of his passes. The running backs are 5 yards a carry. They scored 9 consecutive possessions to open the game and put up 47 points. if that's not clicking on all cylinders, I don't know what is, but I feel very, very good about the offense.
Well, they kicked 4 field goals yesterday.
And I'm fine with that.
No, I'm fine with it. I don't mind kicking field goals, but those are 4 opportunities that you didn't get touchdown drives on. I'm being nitpicky here, but my point is that we've seen them, and last night might be the best game that we've seen them play in total as a team, and Dan Campbell thought so. It's fun to watch, but I still think that they can do more.
I guess. I mean, there's a saying after games where offenses say things like, we left a lot of meat on the bone. I don't think they left a lot of meat on that bone last night. We go to Brian in Ann Arbor. Hi, Brian.
Look, guys, I mean, this sucks. It's bittersweet. I'll agree with that. I mean, it is what it is. Injuries happen. It's the worst non-quarterback injury that could happen to this team, and shit could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. Basically, the thing that could be worse is if it were the quarterback.
Well, there we go. It could be, yes. Yeah. But unfortunately, this is a major blow to this team, but the team stepped up in the absence of Hutchinson. They still went out there, and they outscored, I think it was 13-3 after Hutch got hurt. We'll see where they are. I mean, it's a monster test for them on Sunday against Minnesota.
Yes.
We're going to find out how good Minnesota is, and we're going to see the resiliency of this Lions team playing without their defensive leader.
You know, my concern was not closing out the game when Hutch went out, because they had gutted. I mean, you talk about gutting an opponent. That was savage, what the Lions were doing to Dallas. Absolutely savage and beautiful. And it's really, how do they get through the rest of the schedule? Where do they make good? They got to make up for it somewhere. And, you know, I mean, there are solutions out there. It's going to be interesting to see what Brad Holmes opts to do.
I mean, they obviously destroyed the Cowboys, but that was the first drive that Dallas had in the second half of the game when Hutch got hurt.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like this was the last drive and they got hurt and, okay, things were, I mean, the score looked like it was out of hand already, but they still had a ton of football to play. Dallas had pride to play for, and the Lions said, you know what, F pride, we're just burying you in this place.
Let's go to Matt. You're next. Hi, Matt.
What's up? Hey, how are you guys doing? Just calling my champ and chump from the weekend.
Yep.
My champ is Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson for the play calls with the O-line, and reporting Dan Skipper for the first play and last play.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolute F you to the Cowboys.
There was a lot of that yesterday, wasn't there?
There was a concerted effort by Ben Johnson to get offensive linemen involved in the game, whether it was, you know, lining up Dan Skipper wide out or you know, throwing a ball to Taylor Decker in the end zone, or the trick play they worked with Penei Sewell that unfortunately got called back because Frank Ragnow was too far downfield, I guess. They were making an effort to just put it right in the Cowboys' face with an offensive lineman. And
a lot of FU play calls yesterday.
And then my chump of the weekend is probably Will Howard. I mean, you got to get down before there's 1 second left. That's just bad play.
Well, you know, it's amazing because right before that happens, you know, the announcers are talking about it and they're saying, well, you know, Will Howard's played a lot of football. He should know what he's doing here in this situation. You can rely on experience, and then that happens.
You know, for people who missed at the end of the Ohio State-Oregon game, Ohio State quarterback Will Howard ran and slid as the clock was expiring and did not get down in time, but at least Ohio State saved their timeout. I mean, the real disaster for them at the end of the game was not being prepared with a play after the penalty and letting 7-8 seconds click off before they snap the ball instead of being lined up or using their timeout at that point.
Yeah, their mistakes were made. It's still a really, really good football team that took it on the road cross country and lost.
Which is starting to look all the time that it's getting harder and harder and harder to do those trips. And the Pac-12 teams have to do them with regularity. Ugh.